Joining us now is a congressman representing New York's 1st Congressional District. He's also running for governor of New York in the 2022 gubernatorial election. Please join me in welcoming Congressman Lee Zeldin to the Judge Jeanine Tunnel to Towers Foundation Sunday morning show. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Lee. He's obviously a congressman, and that's why we want to hear from him, but he has represented New York's 1st Congressional District in the House since 2015. He represents two-thirds of Suffolk County, including Smithtown, the entirety of Brookhaven, Riverhead, Southold, Southampton, East Hampton, Shelter Island, and he served as a member of the New York State Senate before that, and he has announced his candidacy. But good morning, Congressman Zeldin. I got to tell you, I'm fired up, and I hope you are. I watched Kevin McCarthy go through that marathon discussion of the alleged Build Back Better bill. And Friday morning, the House voted to approve the approximately $2 trillion social and climate spending package, ending months of squabbles. Tell me about it.
Well, good morning, Judge. It's great to be back with you. And there is this effort well underway with one-party Democratic rule in D.C., to radically transform our country. And the president and others are trying to convince us that this bill isn't going to cost anything. Now, even if you were to make believe that this wasn't going to cost as much because they were going to raise taxes, it still is going to add hundreds of billions of dollars to the deficit. They're just lying to us. Now, there are a whole lot of Americans concerned about the debt and deficit in this country and how Democrats are viewing this all as a ceiling, as just a floor, not the ceiling. They just want to keep spending more money when they wake up the next day. On top of that, you have to look at the policy changes that they're looking to make inside of the bill, whether it's amnesty for people who aren't legally in the country, paying out child tax credits towards people who aren't legally inside of the country, having the IRS spying on average, everyday, hardworking, blue-collar Americans. There are so many policy changes that are destructive. And we want our country to be the best version of itself. They want our country to be like some other country somewhere else. It's bad for us.
Well, Congressman,
for our nation's future.
Well, you know what? I can't imagine that somebody who's normal wouldn't agree with that. I think we've got $8 trillion in debt since 2020. I think it's 6.8 trillion or 8.6 trillion. I got the numbers backwards. But here's the bottom line. If anybody thinks this is going to cost us nothing, they're Looney Tunes. But then again, the people in the White House are Looney Tunes. Is it true that it's unlimited welfare for all illegals? Is that correct?
Well, it's increasing the amount of benefits for illegals, but the Democrats can always find new ways to add even more incentives that they haven't legalized yet. Maybe that'll be for their next bill or the bill after, but they are increasing the amount of benefits for people who are illegally in our country.
All right, Congressman. You know, when I listen to Nancy Pelosi say we have the Build Back Better bill that is historic, transformative, and larger than anything we've ever done. I mean, she's even admitting that it's larger than anything that they've ever done. And you know, she's echoing the words of Joe Biden, the transformation, transformative. What are they trying, Congressman Zeldin, to turn this country into?
It's multidimensionally. One is inside of our schools. If you're a parent, you want to be more active in your son or daughter's education. And Democrats are saying, well, then I guess you have to homeschool your kids. And you have a whole lot of Democrats. I had a woman who, she lived two doors down from me. She moved away about a couple years ago, about a mile or so away, but she stayed in touch with my wife. She is a loyal Bernie Sanders supporter, far left. She calls up my wife on election night, November 2nd, and said for the first time in her life, she voted straight Republican, single issue, education. The long game is inside of the schools, pitting kids against other kids, sex education material that is far from being age appropriate. As far as what's happening right now, in real time, they're trying to get more and more people to rely on the government in order to survive. That is their pathway. They believe towards more power. Additionally, they know that they get rewarded at the ballot box by offering people free stuff. Unfortunately, more Americans are catching on to it. I mean, I could show up at some campaign event and say, hey, vote for me, and you'll get free health care, free education, free housing, and we'll just add a whole bunch of money on top.
But illegals aren't supposed to be voting. Are they voting, Congressman Zeldin?
Who, illegals?
Yeah.
You know, so in New York City, they're actually proposing to legalize illegals to vote. But no, in the rest of our elections, in U.S. elections, if you're not legally in the country, you should not be voting. Now, what they're
doing but this is a deal, Congressman. They're giving them licenses. A license is a point of identification that they can use to vote.
Yeah, they actually – so what they did at first was they made it so that when you go to get a driver's license – like in New York State, they just legalized driver's licenses for illegals. They also legalized it that when you go get a driver's license that you can opt in to vote. They then changed it where the new law is that you have to opt out of voting. So now illegals are going to get their driver's licenses, and unless they opt out, they're getting registered to vote.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. All right. Congressman Lee Zeldin, I can't thank you enough for being with us today. It is a very frustrating scenario for so many of us as we watch this country and everything that's happening to it go down the tubes in terms of financial deficit.
We're fighting for it because we love it, and we're going to double down and triple down on our passion and beliefs. We're battling for the heart and soul of our country, and losing is not an option.
All right. Thank you. All right. Take care. Thank you, Congressman Zeldin.